Well, I can tell you our music, I think it has endured because, you know, we're telling the stories in most cases of our life, which is about love and loss of love and, you know, about having good times and all the things that, you know, everybody either strives for or goes through. And we do it in a way that, you know, is melodic and I think memorable. I mean, we have, you know, I think the fact that we've had 10 number one songs that you folks at radio have helped us, you know, have, and the fans, you know, have requested enough over the years to make those songs number one. I mean, I think that's a testament to just the songs that we've brought to the table and just the performances. I think they've been memorable as well. So the fans have just kind of stuck with us all these years. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, like I was just saying, I mean, the fact that, you know, we've had so many songs over the years that people have used in some of their biggest moments in their lives. I mean, Amaze, you know, I know it was the number one wedding song for years and years. You know, people would use that for the start of their new lives. You know, we've had songs like, you know, My Front Porch Looking In that tells the stories of so many people that have families and the importance of family and what that means to them. And then, of course, I'm Already There was a big number one we had that was written out of about us just being gone on the road and missing some important moments with our family and missing them. And that song took on a much bigger meaning to a lot of folks after 9/11. And I know it became kind of the anthem for our military men and women having to be away from their families and to protect, you know, this country of ours. And so it's kind of been used in different applications as well. So that's really been so important to us to know that we're singing songs that aren't just something that people have on as background noise. It's songs that really say something and mean something to our fans. Thank you very much. I want to tell everybody that I haven't gotten their tickets yet. If you have not seen a Lone Star show in a little bit, or even if you have, this is the best show we've put out on the road. They're going to hear all 10 of our number one songs. They're going to hear most of our hit songs that didn't even go number one. They're going to hear that. And then we have a few surprises at the end that are just going to leave you walking out of there with a smile on your face. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, you got to come see us.